Well, good afternoon and welcome everybody to Field 3 here at Pierce for a Granite Ridge Conference softball game. Matter of fact, it's going to be a split doubleheader today, and we're starting with the Foley Falcons in town, and they're ready to go a couple of minutes early here. So Frankie Seelan is inside the circle, and she's ready to deliver her first pitch of this ball game. And Elizabeth Ron is the batter. And the first base coach lineup cards went blown across the field, so they got to track that down first. And that's an indication of the conditions here. Very breezy here today. The wind is blowing across right to left. Elizabeth Rahm, the catcher, in the batter's box. And the umpire says, let's play ball. And so we will here at Field 3. And the first pitch swung on and missed, and this game is underway. Rahm, a right-handed hitter, followed by Macy Zawacki and Kristen O'Brien, the top three in the Falcon lineup. Frankie delivers, and it's hit foul back to the screen. Pioneers coming off a split doubleheader yesterday. They won one, lost one in Zimmerman. 3-0 behind a Frankie Seelan no-hitter against the Thunder. And then they lost a 2-1 heartbreaker in the nightcap. Here's the 0-2, and it's swung on and missed. Pops, no foul tip, says the umpire. Just got a piece of it. Elizabeth Rahm, right-handed hitter, all white uniforms for the Falcons. Looks like either a very dark navy blue or a black number. I'm going to guess a dark navy. They're blue and white colors. So change up, foul down the left field line and towards the JV field. And it's still no balls and two strikes. Pioneers in the field have Brenna Dickman behind the plate. It's Morgan Polkamp at first, Kenna Oddie at second, Kiara Olish at short, Kendra Melby playing third. Here comes the Seelan 0-2 pitch again. Just outside, 1-2. In the outfield for Coach Matt Pepping. Starting in right is Lily Riley. In center, Alyssa Sedlowski and Brittany Schomer in left. 200 feet all the way around here in the dimensions at the field here in Pierce. Swing and a miss. She got her. Frankie Seelan starts her afternoon with a strikeout. And Macy Zawacki will hit. Right-handed hitting left fielder. One down here to start this one. And here comes the pitch from Frankie Seelan. Play her straight away in the outfield. Zawacki up in the box. And it's well outside. Reaching for it is Brenna Dickman. One ball, no strikes. Baseball team is off today. They were supposed to be in Melrose, but that game got called off. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Late swing there by Zawacki. Kristen O'Brien on deck, the center fielder. Batting cleanup will be Haley Weiss, the third baseman. Hitting fifth and playing second is Sierra Brenny. Then Brittany Melgren will bat. There's one low, 2-1. Melgren playing first base. Batting seventh is the Falcon shortstop, Amy Vanderweist. Michaela Deedle is the pitcher today, batting eighth. Swing and a miss, 2-2. So Deedle will bat eighth and pitch, and batting ninth is Caitlin Foster, the right fielder. Rahm, Zawacki, O'Brien, Weiss, Brenny Melgren, Vanderweist, Deedle, Foster. 2-2 from Frankie Seelan. A little bit inside. Full count now. Pioneers in their all-black uniforms. Just underway. Kimball will come to town. They're on their way. And then they will have a makeup game after this. So it's a split doubleheader. Payoff is high. Ball four. Falcons have a runner. A one-out walk puts Macy Zawacki aboard. Now batting. And this is center fielder, Kristen O'Brien. One on, one out. Another right-hander in the lineup here for Foley. And the windup here by Frankie Seelan, the junior right-hander. Skips to home. Good stop, Brenna Dickman. One ball, no strikes. I think we're going to see a lot of runs today. I just get that feeling. The wind. Yep, leadoff strikeout and then a walk. One away. One ball, no strikes. Polkamp playing up at first. Frankie gets the inside corner called that time. One ball, one strike. Thanks for joining us here. We'll have both games here. The Foley game and then the Kimball game. 1-1 delivery from Frankie Seelan. And it's on its way, and it's on the outside corner. We are situated in the press box, which is elevated above the third base dugout, the home dugout for the Pioneers, so we can't really get a good idea of the strike zone. We will trust the man in blue. Swing and a miss, good changeup, and Frankie has two strikeouts in the inning. And it brings up the Foley third baseman, Haley Weiss. One on and two outs for Frankie now. As the Pioneers look for a quick half inning to start today. Pioneers are 11-3 on the season. And that one is at the knees for a strike. If Weiss reaches, Sierra Brenny is due up. Boy, that wind is strong, rolling right in here. You can probably hear it. Popped up. I don't think Brenna will have a chance, and it is over the Falcon dugout. And it count remains no balls and two strikes. Frankie Seelan, opportunity to strike out the side here in the first. Let's see if she can do it. I'm going to say she can. 0-2. Here it comes. We're about to find out. Not on that pitch. It was high. 1-2. Friday the 13th. Well, we see something wacky and weird today. Coach Pittman must have given the boys the day off here for baseball. He is over there spectating on the first base side. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss, and Frankie Seelan puts three Ks in the book here to start the ball game. As Frankie walks one, strikes out three, a good start for the junior right-hander, and we'll meet the Pioneer batting order and the Falcon defense when we come back on You Are There Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Greetings, Pioneer Country. This is Michaela Smoody,
Jenna Hoizel,
and Alyssa Sadovsky,
students at Pierce Healy High School. On behalf of all the students in Pioneer Activities, we would like to thank the coaches, advisors, directors, volunteers, officials, and fans. Together, you all make it possible for us to succeed in our activities.
We also appreciate and thank all of the local businesses who support us through their advertisements and donations. It has been such a great year to see everyone back in gyms, classrooms, stages, and fields.
We really do have the best community and so much Pioneer pride shown each day in the way our fans, students, coaches, and advisors perform before, during, and after competition. With spring sports starting back in full swing, we look forward to seeing everyone at the games, matches, performances, and meets.
Go Pioneers!
All right, Alyssa Sedlowski into the batter's box. She moved into the leadoff spot yesterday and had a very nice day in the doubleheader. As she flips spots in the order with Kenna Oddy, Kenna now will bat fifth. First pitch is in for a strike to Alyssa, the sophomore center fielder, against Michaela Deedle. That one's high, 1-1. Kiara Olish will play short and hit second, followed by the catcher Brenna Dickman. Hitting cleanup at third, Kendra Melby, then it's Kenna Oddy at second base. Adding sixth at first is Morgan Polkamp. Brittany Schulmer in left hit seventh. Changeup gets the edge, 1-2. Batting eighth, right fielder Lily Riley. And Emma Walczewski is the DP today. She'll hit for the pitcher, Frankie Seelan, in the flex. So Sedlowski, Olish, Dickman, Melby, Oddy, Polkamp, Schulmer, Riley, Walczewski. That one up high, 2-2. Michaela Deedle in the circle for the Falcons. Her catcher is Elizabeth Rahm. First base is Brittany Melgrim. 2-2 changeup fouled at the plate. Second base, Sierra Brenny. On the left side of the infield, Amy Vanderweist at shortstop. And playing third is Haley Weiss. She is right on the line, too, Haley Weiss. Step behind the bag. In the outfield, Macy Zawacki in left. Center fielder Kristen O'Brien, right fielder Caitlin Foster. In the air to center, playable and caught. Hangs up for Kristen O'Brien, and that's the first out for Michaela Deedle as Sedlowski fly ball to center. And now it's the Pioneer shortstop, Kiara Olish. Olish, right up in the top of the box. And delivers that one well foul down the left field line. She got the distance, just pushed it to the left. A little bit out in front of the pitch from Deedle. A long strike, and it's 0-1. Boy, there is activity at the track today. I think that's a junior high meet, maybe. There's a roller foul past Coach Pepping at third. There are hundreds of kids out there on the track doing all kinds of events. Two strikes to Kiara Olish, the senior shortstop. Fellow senior Brenna Dickman on deck. Mr. Roddy, how are you?
Well.
Two strikes to Olish. No score. We're just underway. And the pitch high. 1-2 from Michaela Deedle to Kiara Olish. A lot of room in right center for Kiara. As the windup by Deedle is underway. Stroked into the glove. What a fine play at third. A line drive stab by Haley Weiss. Can't hit it harder, but Weiss able to leap up and pull it into the webbing. Two outs. Two down, and that'll bring up the catcher, Brenna Dickman, right away. A highlight play in the field for the Falcons. So here's Brenna now, and she watches the Deedle pitch come in for a strike. No balls and one strike to Brenna Dickman. Deedle, right-hander, took something off and got it in. 0-2, she mixes things up nicely. On deck is third baseman Kendra Melby as Deedle, possible pitch away from going 1-2-3 through the Pioneer lineup. Ground ball, left side, Weiss with a nice play to her left, but a high throw. And here comes Brenna motoring into second. She will get into scoring position. Oh, Weiss got there, just airmailed the throw. That'll be an error on the third baseman, Weiss. And we'll see if Coach Pepping, yes, indeed, it looks like he's going to make a change. It'll be Trista Creek to run as a courtesy for Brenna Dickman. Creek for Dickman. So will the Pioneers be able to take advantage of the extra out here? We'll find out if it's sophomore third baseman Kendra Melby's chance to put the Pioneers up early here in the bottom of the first inning. Trista Creek takes up her spot at second. Referee makes his notations on his card. And Kendra ready to go. Melby, couple of practice cuts now into the box. Umpire now slaps on the mask, and Deedle standing right behind the pitching rubber, patiently waiting. Now she's ready. Here's Melby facing Deedle. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Kenna Adi on deck. Center fielder O'Brien deep in center. Here's the 0-1 to Melby, Creek at second. Tap foul, and again, the Pioneers are in an 0-2 count here. Brenna was in an 0-2 count, managed to reach on an error. And now it's Melby trying to clutch up here. Two strikes. Deedle ready, and the pitch. Change up, ground ball to second, knocked down, picked up, and thrown out. Brenny able to throw out Melby. And that's all for the Pioneers. For the Falcons, Pioneers no runs, no hits. One Falcon error, and that runner was left on base. So after one complete, we're scoreless here between the Pioneers and the Falcons on You Are There Sports.
The countdown to Pierce Freedom Fest is on Saturday, July 16th, headlined by the one and only Trace Adkins.
This ain't no thinking thing, right, brain?
Along with Lone Star.
Baby, I'm amazed by you.
The Fabulous Armadillos and more. General admission tickets are on sale now, and this is a show you won't want to miss. It's Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 16th. For more info, head to piercefreedomfest.com. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Lemire Funeral Services, Hilmerson Sports Center, Rudolph Auto Solutions, Hoheisel Repair, and Midwest Sales and Construction.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back to Field 3 here at Pierce. It's 0-0 between Pierce Foley and the Falcons in the top half of the second. Send up their number 5 hitter, second baseman Sierra Brenny, who just made the play in the field to get the Falcons off the field in the bottom of the inning. And first pitch is low. Ball 1. 3 strikeouts in the first inning for Frankie Seelan. She did issue 1 walk. 1-0 to Brenny with Melgren and Vanderweist coming up here. That one is located at the knees. Frankie makes it a 1-1 count. No hitter yesterday for Frankie. 5-inning no hitter. They played 2 5-inning games down in Zimmerman once they got going after a weather delay. High, 2-1. Brittany Melgren is to follow. Falcons on the first base dugout side. And the 2-1 pitch from Frankie Seelan. Wind and deliver. Strike 2, says the umpire. You can hear this umpire before he makes the call. Verbalizes and then shows the call. 2-2. Frankie ready. Looks into Brenna Dickman and fires. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. 4 strikeouts already for Frankie. 1-1, 1-down. Here's the first baseman, Brittany Melgren. Melgren, it looks like as I look closely, and it's kind of tough to see, but Falcon bat, their jerseys, they kind of got a horizontal, very light pinstripe pattern to them. It's not a solid white. There's a foul tip on a good cut at a high fastball. 0-1 to Melgren. You know, I like that look. All white pants. 0-1 to Melgren. Frankie. No chase that time. Kind of the same pitch, and that time Melgren lays off, and it's a ball and a strike. Frankie doesn't waste any time. She gets that ball back, and she's ready to throw again. Here's the 1-1. Strike 2 is called. 1-2. Frankie right around the plate here. No score. Here's Frankie Seelan working with Brenna Dickman. It's a Seelan and Deedle pitching matchup, and there's a foul ball knocked out of play by Melgren. 1-2. Right-handed hitting, Brittany Melgren. Frankie trying to win this battle. Throws a changeup, then misses up. 2-2. One out here in the top of the second inning. Nobody on base, no score in the game. Falcons have the only runner, a one-out walk in the first. Up high again. Let me correct myself there. Brenna Dickman reached in the bottom of the first on an error. Pierce and Foley today. Pierce and Kimball today. Back-to-back games. Different opponents. Makeup game with Kimball. Line drive, right field corner, and it's caught by Lily Riley. Riley with some good defense in the outfield. And boy, did Melgren sting that ball. We've seen both teams now hit some hard line drives that were caught. Weiss caught one in the field at third for Foley. And now Riley fields a line drive that looked destined for the corner and extra bases. 2 outs, and here's Amy Vanderweist, the shortstop. Another right-handed hitter against Frankie. Vanderweist fouls it back. She's up there hacking with an aggressive swing. Vander Weiss, then the pitcher spot, Michaela Dietl, and rounding out the lineup is Caitlin Foster. Top of two, no score. Wispy clouds overhead, strong wind. 0-1, change up, swing and a miss, 0-2. That catch by Riley was the first out that wasn't a strikeout for Riley, or for Frankie. Four strikeouts and now a lineout. 0-2 to Vander Weist. Up high, 1-2. Melby and Olish on the left side, Adi and Polkamp on the right side. In the outfield, left to right, it's Shomer, Sedlovsky, Riley behind the plate, Dickman in the circle, Seelan. And the pitch is on the way, and it is strike three called. Had Vander Weiss backing out, and that's the inning. Two more strikeouts for Frankie Seelan, and a fine play and right by Lily Riley sends us to the bottom of the second. Looking for a run yet, Pioneers and Falcons are scoreless.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
All right, as Kennedy leads off the inning, puts a bunt down, Michaela Dietl fires, and she is safe at first. Kenna Adi with a bunt single to lead off the home half of the inning. And the Pioneers have the first hit of the game. Perfectly placed to the third base side. We just heard about Smoothie Sunflower Oil. Well, congratulations to Caitlin Smoothie. Tom and Jenny's daughter graduated from Moorhead State today with her business degree. So congratulations to Caitlin. Caitlin, a member of the track and field team. She was in the band. And she took football photographs for me. Morgan Polkamp, the batter. Foul back.
Shoulder to shoulder here.
One on, nobody out. It's a 1-1 count here to Morgan. On deck, Brittany Schulmer. Runner at first, Kenna Adi. Polkamp with a nice bunt, fielded, throw to first, and it's off the glove. Adi will get to third, and that'll be a sacrifice and an error.
Number two, Brittany Schulmer.
And now Polkamp will go to second as the Falcons give up the extra base. So it's Adi to third, Polkamp to second. It'll be a sacrifice for Morgan, an E3. And it brings up Brittany Schulmer. Two on, nobody out, both in scoring position. Pioneers trying to strike in the bottom half of the inning number two. Bunted by Brittany, that hit her. She was in the batter's box, so it's a dead ball rather than an automatic out. Fortunate, she had 1 foot left in the batter's box and gets called back home by the umpire. 0-1. A bunt single and a sacrifice bunt and a scoring threat. And now Brittany fouls another bunt back. 0-2 to Schulmer. First base is open. On deck, Lily Riley. Brittany Schulmer awaits the pitch. Takes it high, gets off the glove, and it rolls to the right. Here comes Kenna. She will score. Adi scores to third. Polkamp and the Pioneers take a 1-0 lead. A wild pitch gets the run home. And now it's a 1-2 count to Brittany Schomer. And the Pioneers will try and put a crooked number on the board. 2-1 Foley in the third inning of the JV game as I peek out the left side window. Boy, has the grass greened up. I wonder why. It's not like we've had any rain lately, has it? Polkamp at third. Nobody out. A run in. Here's the pitch to Brittany. Shows bunt. Took it wide. 2-2 to Brittany Schomer, sophomore left fielder slash pitcher. She and Frankie Seelan kind of split duties. 2-2 windup. Foul back. Good cut by Brittany Schomer, sending it straight back to the net. Might see Brittany in game two. Frankie threw the first game in Zimmerman. Brittany pitched well, only allowed three hits, but a 2-1 loss to Zimmerman in the second game yesterday. 2-2 windup again. Deedle way high. Full count to Brittany Schomer. This is the one, if you're a pitcher, if you lose Brittany to a walk, you really feel bad because Brittany was a couple of times just willing to give you an out. 3-2 pitch, lifted into center field. Polkamp set to tag, catch is made. Here comes Morgan to the plate, and Polkamp will score. Polkamp just beats a throw home, and a sack fly recorded for Brittany Schomer, and it's 2-0. Pretty strong throw by O'Brien out there. It was right to the plate, but just a little bit late. Ball was deep enough. And there's one out, two runs in, base is empty, and here's the right fielder, Lily Riley. Riley shows bunt, pulls back. So a different approach here by the hitting. One ball, no strikes. Deedle gives up a bunt single, an error behind her, and a sack fly. That one is in for a strike at the knees. 1-1 now. Emma Walczewski on deck. That'll round out a trip through the lineup for Coach Matt Pepping, who is standing at the third base box with Jason Sedlowski, his assistant, coaching at first. Change up, hit back to Deedle. She'll scoop it up and throw over to first for the out. Two down. And now it's the designated player, Emma Walczewski. So Deedle to Melgren to record the out. And with the bases empty, number 9 hitter, sophomore Emma Walczewski. Deedle into her motion. Throws it high. One ball, no strikes. Brenny will play a step up the middle at second base. Vanderweist maybe in a step at shortstop. The 1-0 delivery coming from Deedle. High again, 2-0. The top of the order, and Alyssa Sedlowski is on deck. 2-0 to Walczewski, batting for Seelan. Low and in, 3-0. Got to be a take here for Emma. Two runs in here for the Pioneers in the bottom of the second inning to strike first. There's an automatic, 3-1. Now the count. Boy, Weiss plays right on the line at third, but that paid off for her in the first inning. She snared a line drive right there. Swing and a miss. May have been a little high, but Emma went up after it. Full count now. Deedle trying to battle all the way back here. Two outs, bases empty. 3-2 pitch to Walczewski. Swing and a miss. Good job by Michaela Deedle to come back. But the Pioneers scored two runs on one hit. There was an error and nobody left on base. We've completed two innings here at Pierce. It's now Pierce 2 and Foley nothing.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. As spring field work approaches us, it looks like it might be a crunch for planting, so please be safe, have fun, watch out for those farmers on the roads. Sunrise is still looking for a full-time milk truck driver that is 6 days on, 3 days off. We have very competitive wages, great benefits, so if you are interested or know anyone interested, please have them call Jason and Buckman. We have brilliant cedars to rent, Little Rock, and Lastrup, along with a packer available in Lastrup as well. We have Hydrolac promotion going through May, so stock up. We know in advance our gravely lawnmowers are going to be hard to get this spring, so get yours before they're gone. If there's anything else on your farm or in your household we can help you with, please call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for your loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, we go to the top half of inning number three, and in the top spot here in the batting order this half inning is the pitcher, Michaela Dietl. Older brother Alec was an outstanding left-handed pitcher for the Falcon baseball team for 5 years. He was their ace as an eighth grader. Up high, ball one, Dietl, Foster, Rahm, 8-9-1. One ball, no strikes. Here's Frankie's pitch. In for a strike, 1-1. Frankie has recorded 5 strikeouts, and the only base runner against her is a one-out walk in the first. 1-1 to Dietl, leading off the third. Next pitch. Just down, says the umpire. 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Dietl awaits. And Seelan delivers. Swing and a miss. 2-2 to Michaela Dietl. Macy Zawacki was the only runner for the Falcons in the first inning, a one-out walk. 2-2 to Dietl, low, full count. Here comes the payoff pitch from Seelan to Dietl. Chopper, left side. This will be Kendra Melby to Polkamp. Keeps her foot on the bag. One away. Dietl to Polkamp to get...
right, fielder for Foley.
Dita to Melby to Polkamp. One out. Here's Caitlin Foster, right fielder, number 9 hitter. So it's an all right-handed hitting lineup here for the Falcons. First ground ball out against Frankie. Swinging a foul off the end of the bat. Squirted to the right side. 0-1 to Foster. One strike to Caitlin Foster. Stenciled a KF on the back of her batting helmet. Just inside. Close pitch. 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Elizabeth Rahm is on deck for the Falcons. Frankie fires high. 2-1. 2 balls and a strike. Melby playing up a step. Creeps up here from third. Olish is deep at short. 2-1 pitch here. High strike, 2-2. Foster swings and misses. 2-2 to Caitlin Foster. Frankie grips the ball in the glove. Strike 3 called outside corner, and it's strikeout number 6 for Frankie Seelan. 2 down, and now the top of the order and the catcher, Elizabeth Rahm.
Catcher, Elizabeth Rahm.
So a really good start today for Frankie Seelan, picking up where she left off yesterday. 2 quick outs. Rahm, a strikeout victim to start the ball game against Frankie. In the air, shallow right, Audie chasing, can't get it. It's a fair ball base hit just inside the line. And Elizabeth Rahm on the first pitch singles into right to bring up Macy Zawacki. Zawacki had walked in the first inning. So an aggressive approach that time by Rahm pays off with a base hit. And now Zawacki awaits. A little bit low. 1 ball, no strikes. Center fielder Kristen O'Brien scheduled next. Neither runner the Falcons have placed on base so far today have reached second. The runner at first in the first inning was stranded there. High. Brennan came up almost thinking about throwing, but Rahm not straying too far off the bag. It's a 2-0 count to Macy Zawacki. Pierce leading 2-0. And Zawacki ahead in the count, 2-0. Now ahead 3-0. That one was below the strike zone. Three balls, no strikes to right-handed hitting Macy Zawacki. Wind up by Frankie Seelen, in for a strike. 3-1 the count. There's our three sophomore baseball players over there. Max, Reese, and Chase watching. There's ball four low. Now it's a first and second situation. Falcons suddenly have the tying run on base. And it's the center fielder, Kristen O'Brien. O'Brien struck out in the first. So a two-out threat possibly brewing here for the Falcons. O'Brien, a wide stance. Steadies the bat, and she chased one up and away there. One strike. Frankie will take that. 0-1. O'Brien will be followed by Weiss in the lineup. Two on, two outs here in the third. 2-0 Piers, our score. And Seelan's 0-1 delivery. Foul back. Good cut there by O'Brien. Penciled into the number three spot in the Falcon batting order. 0-2. First real time that Frankie's had to pitch under duress here today. Runner in scoring position. Two strike delivery, Seelan. Just missed outside, close one. 1-2, Weiss would follow. The two runners are Rahm at second, Zawacki at first. Next delivery by junior Frankie Seelan. Chase that one out of play, 1-2. The ball she just took for a ball was closer than either of the two strikes she swung at. But with two strikes, your mind plays some tricks on you. You mentally expand the strike zone yourself. Anything close, you're up there swinging. 1-2 to O'Brien. Big changeup, swung on and missed. Brennan's got to throw to first, which he does, and that completes the inning. No runs, one hit, and the Falcons leave two. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. It's now the Pioneers leading the Falcons 2-0 on You Are There Sports.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, the top of the order, Alyssa Sedlowski will lead off for the Pioneers in the third inning here. Pioneers enjoying a 2-0 advantage right now over the Foley Falcons. So start of the second trip through the lineup here for Michaela Deedle. She has one strikeout, no walks. She has allowed only one hit, and that was a bunt single to Kenna Oddie. And Alyssa foul tips a bunt. 0-1 to Sedlovsky. Falcons don't have anybody in the dugout dressed to play. They only have two subs listed on their lineup card, and I think they're playing JV. So there's a ground ball left side. Weiss knocks it down. Sedlovsky will be safe at first. And that'll put Sedlovsky aboard, and Olish on are at the plate. As Weiss couldn't look it into the glove, bobbled it, and by the time she found it, Alyssa was safe at first. Now it is Kiara Olish, who was robbed of a hit, maybe extra bases, on a line drive catch by the third baseman Weiss last time up. Bunted, third base, Weiss another chance. Olish beats that out, and Sedlovsky will go first to third on the bunt, and now Olish will take second. Pioneers using the short game. A bunt single. And now Brenna Dickman with two on scoring position and nobody out. Brenna reached on an error last time up. Got to second on that error. And Deedle fires. Brenna takes low good stop behind the plate by Elizabeth Rahm. Scooping that one out of the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Deedle checks her wristband on the left wrist to see what the pitch call is, and it was throw a strike, and she did. 1-1. So Olish at second, Sedlovsky at third with nobody out. The pitch fisted in the air behind the plate, and it'll fall to the dirt before Rahm can spot it. So 1-2 to Brenna Dickman. Olish ready to sprint off second. Likewise, Alyssa at third. Brenna would love to get something on the grass and double the lead. She pulls it foul over or under the feet of Coach Pepping over there. And somehow Chase Becker is able to lean over the fence and pick it up. Two balls, or one ball, two strikes to Brenna Dickman. Pierce got two last inning after a scoreless first. Brenna chopped a Deedle, and now the Pioneers, they'll get an out at first. Olish hung up, and Melgren will just run the ball back to the pitcher.
For the Pioneers, number 23, Kendra Melby.
Pioneers almost ran themselves into a costly out there, but they come out of that okay. So it's second and third with one out as Dickman hits back to Deedle. And now it's the third baseman, Kendra Melby. Melby bunts foul behind the plate. Looked like a safety bunt there. Alyssa was not really breaking for home until she saw that it was going to be a fair ball bunt. On deck is Kenna Adi. Weiss is well up at third. Melby shows bunt, pulls back, and then takes a full swing and knocks it foul to make it an 0-2 count. Two strikes, two on, one out here. Piers leading Foley 2-0. Michaela Deedle, starting pitcher for the Falcons. 0-2 windup. Line drive, base hit, that's going to get two home. Sedlovsky and Olish score on the two-run single by Kendra Melby. Then the throw gets away, and Melby scoots to second base. Kendra Melby with a solid single into right center field. And the Pioneers have now taken a 4-0 lead. And here's Kenna Adi, who started the two-run rally in the second with a bunt single. Adi lifts a fly ball, shallow center, long run, O'Brien, and she makes a basket catch. Boy, did Kristen O'Brien, or Caitlin O'Brien, cover some ground. It is Kristen O'Brien. Kristen deep in center on a full sprint, and that ball was only caught behind second base about 15 feet. So Adi out on one pitch for out number two, and here's Morgan Polkamp. Morgan chops it out towards second. Thrown on to first to Melgren in time as Brenny ends the inning with a fielding play at second. Pioneers get two runs on the Kendra Melby two-run single, and they double their lead. After three innings here in Pierce, it's now the Pioneers 4 and the Falcons nothing.
Are you looking for a unique volunteer opportunity? Did you know Big Brothers Big Sisters has a school-based program in Pierce? Right now, we are in need of high school Big Brothers and adult bigs for our Pierce program. You'll be paired with an elementary student and will meet with them at their school for about 30 minutes a week. Matches spend their time together talking, playing games, doing arts and crafts, or playing sports. It's a fun way to make a big difference in a child's life. We're also enrolling youth K through 6th grade for our program. Contact Kayla Meyer at kayla@bigdefenders.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Top of the fourth starts with third baseman Haley Weiss for the Falcons. It's now Pierce 4, Foley nothing after three complete innings. No runs, one hit for the Falcons so far. And here's Frankie's first pitch, and it's a little bit low. Frankie, 7 strikeouts through 3 innings, 2 walks. An opposite field single for Elizabeth Rahm, the only hit allowed. That came in the third. The 1-0 pitch to Weiss. Swing and a foul. Straight back, 1-1. Outfield straight away. One and one the count. Seelan to Haley Weiss with Sierra Brenny on deck. Leaves a low fastball below the knees. 2-1 the count. 2-1. Next delivery from Frankie Seelan to Haley Weiss. Foul back and out of play. 2-2. Junior high softball was supposed to be in Foley today, but Mother Nature swamped the fields over there, so they're underwater. So that junior high softball game was canceled. Will not be made up. 2-2 pitch, Seelan fires. Change up right there for strike three. Dandy of a pitch for Frankie Seelan. And she picks up another strikeout, already 8 for Frankie Seelan.
For the Falcons, second base.
And now it's Sierra Brenny, a strikeout victim in the second inning. Next pitch by Frankie is popped up to third. Easy play for Kendra Melby. Jogs in a couple of steps and gloves it. 2 up, 2 down. First baseman Brittany Melgren, next hitter.
Falcons, Brittany Melgren.
The softball team does host Osakis here. The Pioneer softball team, their next game will be Monday here against Osakis, a 4:30 ball game. 2 quick outs here for Frankie Seelan, and Melgren watches it zip low. Melgren hit the ball the hardest of any of the Falcons so far. She hit a hard line drive, but right to Lily Riley in right field for the second out of the second inning. Frankie's 1-0 pitch. A little bit off the plate that time. Count goes 2-0. Amy Vanderweist would hit next. Frankie's ready. There's a hard ball knocked down by Morgan Polkamp, and she touches the bag. So that's twice. Yeah, Melgren has smashed the ball to the right side, and she's over 2 on it. Tough chances there for Brittany Melgren, who has really stung the ball twice. But the Pioneers are off the field in 1-2-3 order. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Pierce 4, Foley nothing.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
The countdown to Pierce Freedom Fest is on Saturday, July 16th, headlined by the one and only Trace Adkins.
This ain't no thinking thing, right, brain?
Along with Lone Star.
Baby, I'm amazed by you.
The Fabulous Armadillos and more. General admission tickets are on sale now, and this is a show you won't want to miss. It's Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 16th. For more info, head to piercefreedomfest.com. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Lemire Funeral Services, Humberson Sports Center, Bob's Lumber and Supply, and Coors Light.
All right, Michaela Deedle is out in the pitching circle, ready to throw the first pitch to Brittany Schomer to start the bottom of the fourth. And Brittany takes it in for a strike, 0-1. Schomer, Riley, Walczewski due up for the Pioneers. They lead it 4-0. Four runs on three hits for the Pioneers. And Brittany takes it high. Brittany delivered a run in the second inning with a sacrifice fly to center field. The 1-1 pitch from Michaela Deedle. That's in for a strike. Brittany was taking that time, and it's 1-2 to the sophomore left fielder. Game has moved along quickly here. Bottom of the fourth already. Lily Riley's on deck. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at a change. Rom will have to throw, and she does get it to Melgram in time. That is the second strikeout of the ball game for Michaela Deedle, and that's the way the fourth begins. And it's the right fielder, Lily Riley. Riley with a comebacker to Deedle in the second inning. Deedle fires to Riley, and it is high. 1-0. Walczewski to follow. Again, Deedle checks that wristband. Pitch is being called from the dugout by the coach. There's one lifted into shallow right. Get down, and Riley's got a hit. Lily Riley singles behind second. Hit number four. And now Emma Walczewski will bat, the designated player for pitcher Frankie Seelen. So here's Emma. We'll see if a one-out bunt is a possibility. Oh, she's swinging away, and the pitch was outside, taking 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Walczewski with the top of the order. Alyssa Sedlovsky on deck. See if Lily's running at all. Low, 2-0, no advancement by Riley. So Michaela Deedle. Facing the number 9 hitter here. Missed wide. 3-0 to Walczewski.
On, Debbie.
Pioneers with one out and then a single by Riley. Now here's ball four. Four pitch walk to Emma Walczewski. And Riley will move up to second. And here is the center fielder, Alyssa Sedlovsky. Alyssa reached on an error and came in to score in the third. And she also flew out to center to lead off the first. So this represents the top of the order for Coach Matt Pepping. Two on, one out. Pioneers with a 4-0 lead in the fourth. And Alyssa takes a strike from Michaela Deedle. Throw back from Rom with a little eye and almost got off the glove of Deedle. Alyssa awaits the pitch. Alyssa watches that one up and away. One ball, one strike. Riley at second, Walczewski at first with one out. Kimball, I would think, will be here pretty soon. The Cub bus should be rolling in. Foul loudly past third. Alyssa turned that one around quickly. Rolls all the way down to the left field corner. 1-2 to Alyssa Sedlovsky. That game with Kimball is a makeup game from earlier this spring that was rained out. The two-strike pitch from Deedle. Swing and a foul. Alyssa got on top of that pitch and rolled it away. Still 1-2. Alyssa Sedlovsky. Riley at second. Walcheski at first. One out. Deedle's pitch. Knocked to left. Get down. That's a hit. Riley will round. Lily will come to score on a base hit by Alyssa Sedlovsky. RBI single makes it 5-0. On the play, Walcheski to third. Or to second, excuse me. RBI single for Alyssa brings up Olish, the shortstop. Kiara out in front of a changeup, 0-1. Couple of hits in the inning now for the Pioneers, and another run tacked on. Their lead is 5. Olish awaits the 0-1. Swings that pitch, bounces in the dirt, pops right over the head of Rahm. And that's an easy advancement for both Walcheski and Sedlovsky. No balls and two strikes. Pretty helpless feeling, I would imagine, for Elizabeth Rahm. The ball popped up, went in the dirt, hit her glove, went straight up in the air over her head about 10 feet. There's a ball rocketed foul into the left field corner. Pioneers starting to time things up a little better here against Michaela Deedle. Pioneers have added one. They've scored two in each of the last two innings. Trying to make it a three-peat. 0-2 to Olish. Rope to left. That's going to get one home. Alyssa's going to be sent to the plate. And she is out at home. Strong throw by Foley, left fielder. Macy Zawacki to just get Sedlovsky tagged out by Rahm at the dish. On the throw home, Olish will advance to second, so she gets an RBI single. Walcheski scores easily. Sedlovsky is out on a 7-2 scoring play for out number two. And now it's Brenna Dickman. High, Olish inviting a throw, and Rahm steps out in front of the home and holds it, and that forces the retreat of Kiara Olish back to second. One ball, no strikes to catcher Brenna Dickman. Been on base on an error and hit back to the pitcher. Outside corner is a called strike, 1-1. Two more here in the fourth. It's now a 6-0 lead. Pioneers were inches away from adding another run this inning, if not for the strong throw by Macy Zawacki. And now Olish will steal third on the throw back to the pitcher. 2-1 to Brenna Dickman as Kiara heads up base running. Pitch to Dickman. High out of the strike zone. 3-1. Kendra Melby is on deck. 3-1 hitters count for Brenna Dickman. Olish with two outs ready to pounce on a wild pitch possibility. Swinging a foul back. Yeah, it'll get out of here. Makes it a full count. Well, the Foley bus is parked right up against the fence near the backstop, so they usually park in the lot on the other side of the road, but not today. 3-2 pitch, low and in. Brenna will take a walk. And it's first and third for Kendra Melby with two outs. That is the second walk of the inning and game for Michaela Deedle. Time now called, and we will have Trista Creek running for Brenna. Courtesy runner. Second time I've heard sirens go off in town. Got here about 2:45 in town today at the school, and I heard sirens, and now I hear sirens again. Kendra takes a strike, and Creek will take second on a steal without a throw. So Kendra with a two-run single in the third has another chance here. Second and third with two outs for the sophomore third baseman, Kendra Melby. Michaela Deedle, line drive base hit. One is in. Throw is to second. Here comes Trista Creek to score. Kendra Melby's got a four RBI ball game. Solid single to center.
Now batting for the Pioneers, number 11.
Olish and Creek score, and it's a four-run inning and a 8-0 lead. And here is Kenna Oddie, the second baseman. 1-for-2 today. Outside corner. Kenna's the eighth Pioneer to step to the plate this half inning. So a big offensive day for Kendra Melby. Low Kenna lays off. It ricochets off the umpire, stays behind catcher Rom, and the wild pitch will allow Kendra to advance. It's about to say, it's good to see Kendra's bat heat up again. She started red hot in the season, then cooled off about the last five, six games. There's Adi pulling on through the left side, and they will send Melby to the plate. The throw is not in time. Kendra scores. Digging for third is Kenna Adi. Kenna with an RBI single, and she goes all the way to third on the throw home. As Kendra scores the Pioneers' fifth run of the inning, and it's a 9-0 lead, and if Morgan can bring Kenna home here, Pioneers could be three outs away from ending it. There's a line drive to right field, and that's exactly what just happened. Morgan Polkamp singles to drive in Adi, and it's a 10-0 lead. And the Pioneers are going to make a pinch-hitting move, it looks like. It's Brittany Schomer's spot, but Trista Creek will bat. Creek for Schomer.
Now batting for the Pierce Pioneers is number 5, Trista Creek.
So the Pioneers sending at least 10 to the plate, and they've plated 6. Three straight scoring hits for the Pioneers. The two-run single by Melby, the RBI single by Adi, followed by the RBI single by Polkamp. The umpire makes his notations. And now the Pioneers, Frankie Seelan's got an opportunity to put this one to bed early. Here's the Deedle pitch. In the dirt, one hop to home plate. Trista takes ball one. If indeed we do end this by 10-run rule, I have a short break. I'm not even sure if Kimball is here yet. I do see somebody in a Kimball shirt down there, so I'm assuming that might be their bus driver or somebody. The team is probably warming up in the lot behind the field here. 1-1 now to Trista Creek. Morgan at first. Here's the windup, and it's grounded right side. Melgren will take it herself. Brittany Melgren with the play to end the inning. Pioneers strike big. They come up with 6 runs on 6 hits, and they leave 1. We go to the fifth. It's Pierce 10, Foley nothing. We'll be back with the top of the fifth inning after this.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Leading off for Foley in the fifth, shortstop Amy Vanderweist against Frankie Seeland. 7-8-9 in the lineup. It's a 10-0 lead for Piers here in the top of five. Vanderweist watches low for a ball. Eight strikeouts, two walks for Frankie. Only a two-out single to right by Elizabeth Rahm in the third. The only hit for Foley here. The 1-0. Chopper towards first. Polkamp will pick up the spinning ball. Oh, and it's dropped by Adi. Morgan could have taken that herself. And I think that's what Kenna was thinking too. And all of a sudden, Morgan flipped her the ball. And it'll be an error. Allows the Falcons to get a runner with nobody out. And it brings up pitcher Michaela Deedle.
For the Falcons, Michaela Deedle.
I would guess that's kind of what the thought process was, because Morgan was two steps away, and then all of a sudden she just flipped the ball, and Kenna might have been thinking that, okay, she's going to take it herself. And the ball was coming her way. There's a bunt, and it is fouled to third. Deedle tried to put a bunt down to advance Vanderweist. She'll head back to first. One strike. On deck is Foster. JV score. Looks like it's Foley 4, Piers 2 in the fifth. 0-1 to Michaela Deedle. A ground out to Kendra Melby in the third inning. There's a bunt. Melby will field. Step throw. One down on the sacrifice. So it'll bring up right fielder Caitlin Foster. A strikeout looking in the third inning.
Friday night for the Falcons, right fielder Caitlin Foster.
Top of the order then would be Elizabeth Rahm due up. Falcons need to get that runner home from second to keep the game going. Otherwise, we're looking at a 10-run rule ball game. One on, one out for Foley. Fisted in the air. It'll get past the first base dugout and out of play for a strike. 0-1. Right-handed hitting Caitlin Foster facing Frankie Seeland. Next pitch by Frankie. Fastball, late swing, fouled out of play. Off the handle and out. 0-2. Beautiful day to be at the ballpark. Beautiful day to be at the track. Unfortunately, I'm sure a lot of people would like to be that, but I'm sure a lot of people are doing some cleanup, tree building, whatever, after yesterday's strong storm system moved through. In the dirt, nice stop, Brenna Dickman. On the way over, saw a lot of downed trees. Fortunate. Coach Pepping lost a couple of trees in his yard, I saw. One ball, two strikes. Vanderweist at second with one down. Popped in the air to left field. Schomer's calling for it, and Brittany has it for out number two. With Schomer coming in and Olish going out, it's an easier play for Schomer. And so Brittany called it and took it for out number two, and it's the last chance now. Catcher Elizabeth Rahm.
Elizabeth Rahm.
So two outs, Pioneers one out from a win here, which would be their 12th of the season. Frankie trying to finish it off here. Rahm has a single to right and a strikeout. She's got the only Foley hit. She poked one down the right field line in the third inning. Taken low for ball one. Again, Piers and Kimball will follow this game. Foley will get on the bus and head back home and start their weekend. There's one foul back, 1-1. No sign of Dean Damon here today. Always enjoy running into the former Pioneer, now the activities director over at Foley. Maybe the Falcons have a baseball game as boys Danny and Derek are starters on the team. 1-1 the count. Seeland to Rahm. Ooh, that one got away, bounces back. And that'll run. The runner will get to third. 2-1, a wild pitch. Vanderweist able to get to third base. At this point, you say, don't worry about the runner. Just get the hitter. Get the hitter and you're done. Two balls, one strike to Elizabeth Rahm. Frankie Seelan peers in. Frankie, swing and a miss. Pioneers now a strike away from victory. 2-2. One more pitch for Frankie Seelan to lock down the win, possibly. 2-2 pitch is on its way. Looper out to second. Adi is there, and there's your ball game. Ken Adi gloves it, and the Pioneers have blanked the Falcons 10-0.
No runs, no hits, one runner left.
And the Pioneers will shake hands with the Falcons and get ready to face the Kimball Cubs in about 20 minutes.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
All right, a quick wrap-up of this ball game, and then we will shut it down and get ready for the Kimball Cub game. Pioneers win this one in 5 innings, 10 runs, 9 hits, 1 error in the field for the Pioneers. That came in the 5th. Pierce stranded 3 today. Frankie Seelan gets the shutout, 5 innings, allows only a 3rd inning single, and strikes out 8 and walks 2. For the Kimball Cubs, they have no runs, 1 hit, 4 errors, and they strand 4 today. For Michaela Deedle, she will go 4 innings, allows the 10 runs on 9 hits, 2 strikeouts and 2 walks for Michaela Deedle. Scoreless first inning, then Pierce put up 2 in the 2nd inning. 1 run on an error, another on a Brittany Schomer sacrifice fly. They added 2 more in the 3rd, a 2-run single by Kendra Melby. Brought home Alyssa Sedlowski and Kiara Olish to make it 4-0. And then they added 6 runs on 6 hits in the 4th. They got an RBI single by Alyssa Sedlowski, an RBI single from Kiara Olish, a 2-run single by Kendra Melby, and RBI singles from Kenna Adi and Morgan Polkamp. 6 runs on 6 hits in the 4th, and then Frankie Seelan didn't allow a run in the 5th to end this game by way of the 10-run rule. So it is a 10-0 win over Foley for the Pioneers, and now the Falcons will get on the bus, and the Cubs will pull in with their bus and bring their team to the field and face the Pioneers very shortly. I've got about 12 minutes after 5. I would say it'll be close to a 5:30 start maybe at best for the Pioneers and the Cubs. That, is, again, is a makeup game from earlier this spring. So join us then. Let's plan for about 5:30 for the Pioneers and Cubs in game 2 of our split doubleheader. Pierce wins over Foley 10-0 on You Are There Sports.